Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark the slumber before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met a title release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying out the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found it determined. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn holes, scratching the dents. But I was dumb, getting high, be been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch the side, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers say I'm scarier. Out of every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all are puffing your brakes. Double thumbs talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady, plus a sizzle whiskey. Used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like you, Hefner. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Overstress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
Around the world, each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Thanks for being here yet again. And like I said, much, much props to y'all, because I know y'all got a lot of bad things y'all could be doing there. Chilling with my dumb ass for the next couple of hours right here. But we're going to be playing these nice, laid-back, get-it-the-girls-type tracks, try to relax, get over the hump day, because I know, like I said, every Wednesday a lot of shit be going on. A lot of people got a lot of things they got to deal with, a lot of things you got to do. And we still got 2 days of the week left before the weekend get here. So I'm just trying to do what I can to help ease that transition, all right? As I do always, let me shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, there is no West Coast Wednesdays, there is no Slap Sundays, there is no award shows going on again at the end of the year. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all about this award show. It's going to be real live, real proper, and if you ain't got to the website, www.iaamawards.com, and put in your votes for your top artist, then ain't no telling who's about to win. So, yes, make sure you check out the website, make sure you go vote for your top artist, make sure you show up, or, you know, and let's get it popping, all right, y'all? Independent artists all day, every day. Shout out to the independent artists. I've been getting a lot of new music, a lot of people I've been messing with me, you know, a lot of everybody starting to like what I guess what I'm doing, or they're starting to spread the word. You guys have been talking about me or whatever. Thank you. Thank you very much, because, like I said, nobody's going to believe me when I say I'm over here trying to do something positive, and we have a good time, we chill, we relax, we smoke, we play music, and we relax, and it's all good, and it's all real at all times. I could tell people that all day, but they're not going to believe me. If y'all tell them that, they're going to believe y'all. So make sure y'all keep talking about the show. Make sure y'all keep sending in y'all music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Models, you know, Dagger's Beauty of the Week, every week. I'm trying to find a new ladies, but girls be thinking I'm like some kind of stalker or some old dude or something, so they don't be trusting me and everything. But that's, hey, whatever. I got some beauties already, and more will come, so I'm not tripping off of that. But like I said, if you want to get a little bit of exposure, I'm here to help. You know, send in your pictures to the same email. Producers, directors, anybody that's trying to do something positive for themselves, get at me. I want to holler at you, all right? And, yeah, today's going to be a real interesting subject. I see we got the phone line. Y'all chill with me. Let me get my business going. I'm going to get into these new songs that I got, because, you know, if anybody sends me new music, it's the first in rotation the following show. So I'm always a man of my word, and so I'm going to get into that, and then we're going to get right back, and we're going to hit straight to the phone lines, all right? So brand new music right here, all right? Springs, Bad Bitches, and Champ. Let's go.
Let the money stay tall.
Let the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
My name's good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team. Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and 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 champ.
My life ain't average. Check YouTube, I'm a superstar. Writing still good music, what I do for y'all. I wake up and I think about the past years, cause now my car is next year, not last year. Huh? Long journey to the top, reminiscing on Ive as I drive down the hot. And as I drive down the block, I think to myself, when the fraud ain't gonna stop. Look where I'm at now and where I was then, and I'm still making music with my cousin. Long studio hours, turn the sport on rose in the club, no flowers. No flowers. Bet you wonder how we make it rain, no showers. You see this game so ours, I'm on now. It's going down,
split the power so strong. Let the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
Good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team.
Yeah.
Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Yeah. Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
You already know we bad bitches and champ.
Yeah.
And them bitches doing so they panties is bad. I would say it gets real, but really you can't. Can't relate to the fake. It's all real in this camp. We only live once, so we enjoy life. You know me, Springs, H, and my boy Dice. They say them bitches wanna ride, cause them toy nice. No, them bitches wanna ride, cause them boys nice. You think of us, just think of a moon. And the same is whatever niggas, just think of a broom. Yeah, I try to tell you, that boy was the problem. The baddest bitches be fucking, the fastest cars we drive them. All I wanna do is get this cake crazy. I tell her, sharpen the
nuggets in the late 80s. Yeah, this is what we do, cannon. Blazing springs, prepare for
let the money catch on.
Let the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street. I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas. Just me and my camp. Just me and my team. We celebrate like a champ. Bad bitches and shit.
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 these times are harder and better. Let me win, I'm stepping away, the better on eyes to talk. No sleep at night, just can't decide what's wrong or what for doing all I can do without the fight. Oh yeah, living this way the best way I can. Head up some by you, making it clear every day I'm proud to be his dad. Doing all I can do for him to better his life. Missing him so much, I follow my sight. I won't get there to provide decent to be the rock for you, my son. My everything, I'm just done with the struggle. Open my arms and hug you tight. You're my soldier, my little man, my whole life. I love you, waiting. Daddy's now living right.
Find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her, Mr. Ree. He now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Let me sip my drink real quick so we can get the show officially started. Of course, I know y'all like them new joints we got on West Coast Wednesdays. That's how we started off with the new tracks, and then we get into the subject matter, and then we get into the shit talking and trying to help people out. So let me have my sip real quick. Hold on. Ah, tequila sunrise, straight to the neck. All right, y'all. I'm in the game. So what we're talking about tonight, y'all, because this is one of the shows where, you know, I be having a lot of thoughts running through my head and things I be thinking about, and this is one of the ones where I'm basically looking for advice because I don't know how I want to do or what I should do because I'm a very analytical person. So when I start to think on something or a subject, I really look at all angles, all aspects, and I just go in and out, and I'm always on the fence. I'm always in the middle because I can say this is good, but then I can say this is bad, and I'm just that type of person. So tonight, tonight, yes, what we're talking about is, should the Dagger do porn? Or, you know, should the Dagger get back into porn? Because I used to do porn. This is back in my college days when I was really on some I don't give a fuck type shit. And, you know, I was doing what I do. Now, I'm not talking about I was on no, you know, big videos or you know, had the box set with a nigga picture on the front, you know what I mean, and shit like that. I wasn't doing nothing like that. I was doing my own personal shit, and it was more on the, I was more on the amateur circuit, because personally, as for me, as far as porn goes, period, let's just talk about porn in general, I like more so the amateur stuff. And why? Because it's always something different. I mean, personally, me, when I, because I don't even watch porn that much anymore. When I do, like I said, I watch amateur porn. I watch the shit people load up themselves. I don't like watching the other ones because it's like it's still all the same bitches, you know, in the regular porn. And if it's not the same bitches, then it's all these done up, you know, super pretty, bobbed, extra out type bitches, but they still bitches, they still hoes, they still getting fucked. So it's like, what's the point of doing all that? I like that ground, that down, dirty, grimy, let's get it in type shit. So that's what I be watching when I do watch it, and that's what I compare my stuff to, because that's what I do. My old school videos were me, like, you know, holding the camera with one hand or putting the camera up on, like, a dresser or something, you know, to catch the whole scene, or sometimes had the homies recording, depending on the girl. Either had the homies recording out in the open or had the homies recording hiding in the cut. So, you know, a nigga has experience in this subject matter. I'm just trying to figure out if this is something I really want to get it back into, because there's a lot of dangers that come along with this as well. I mean, a lot of aspects and a lot of things that would happen if I started doing it. So I'm really trying to get an understanding. So if you want to call in and try to help me out tonight, y'all, 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me, or you can just sit back and listen and, you know, just try to hear me break shit down. So let me start off, I guess. You always start where you came from. So when I was doing it before, you know, I was in school, I was in college, and what was going on was I needed some extra money. Now, I happen to know the websites where you can load up your own personal videos, and then if people download them and watch them, then they pay for them, then the cut of that goes into, like, this separate account that you done set up and everything. So I was doing that. And it was pretty, pretty good. I can't even lie, and I can't knock it. People wanted to see what I was doing. But also at the same time, it's because I know how to make a production. Even if I'm doing it my damn self, I say it's amazing, because I watch some of these other amateur videos and everything. And this is a shout out to all y'all who's out there doing your own little personal videos and trying to do all that or whatever. Look, a couple of things you got to understand, because this is the type of things that piss me off, at least when I be watching the videos. I mean, I know all y'all got your own shit with porno movies. This is what pisses me off. Number one, when you're doing an amateur video, y'all got to realize that people want to see what y'all got popping. So lighting is a must. Have you ever seen these amateur videos where there's, like, no light, or there's that one little speck of light and you can't see what's going on, and then half the time the bitches don't even be loud, so there's no sound or anything going on either? Look, if you got to sneak in order to make your little home movies and everything like that, then it's not worth doing it, because if you're going to do something, do it right. Go turn on a fucking light, pull the covers off, take your clothes off. Like I'm saying, don't half-ass shit. So, number one, lighting. Make sure people can see what the fuck y'all doing, all right? Two, and this is just in my opinion, but fellas, if you're taking a girl down missionary style, right, do the side view of that if you just have to be in that position. Number one, that's a boring position for a porno movie. That's number one. Number two, niggas do this shit where they start taking it down or whatever, you know, missionary style, she's on her back, and he's just taking and taxing it. But the camera is, like, behind him. So it's just a nigga ass flapping in the air for the next 5-10 minutes or however long he decides to do that shit. That shit is not the business, and the only people looking at your ass and the only people that's looking at the videos is gay dudes. I'm not gonna say the F word. I'm not gonna call it fat. I'm gonna try to, like I said, I got no disrespect on homosexuality or anything, but still, the only people looking at those videos is them, because they're the only ones that want to see your ass popping in the air, whooping, everything like that. That is not the business. So if you gotta use that position, do the side angle of that position, or make sure you got somebody that's, like, right there that can get up close and personal to where the penetration is. Nobody wants to see your ass flapping in the air from with the camera 5 feet away, and that's all a nigga get to see. It's boring, and it's nasty, all right? That's just something else, another little help. What else is pissing me off? Oh, ladies, if you're going to do your own personal movies, if you're going to be in these movies, number one, suspect that people are going to see it. So here's how I feel. Either if you're going to do it, then you need to do it and go all out. What I also don't like is these girls that they be wearing these little masks and everything in these videos, like you're going to be hidden from the world. Now, look, number one, okay, if you're worried that somebody you know is going to see that video, you need to do more than wear a mask, because anybody that actually knows you will be able to look at you and be able to tell that that's you, either from a tattoo, body markings, or whatever, something like that. So you're not hiding from nobody. And anybody that doesn't know you doesn't care. So why are you hiding your face? Like, that shit just perplexes me. You might as well not even do it. The bitch be totally butt naked, ready to get a pop and everything, but got a little mask on her face. Like if I was walking down the street, I would recognize her. Like, oh, you're that girl from that amateur video I saw. Dude, I'm like, come on, please. And the people are paying that much attention, then they need better things to do. Bitch, just do what you got to do. Make a good video. Get it popping. And like I said, not reap what you sow, but just expect that somebody's going to watch it. Every video I shot, I expected people to watch it. That's why when I make videos, I make productions, because it's like I'm putting on a show. And like I said, at the time, I was making money off of it, so it had to be a good show or motherfuckers wouldn't have wanted to watch it. So, like I said, this to all y'all other amateurs out there trying to do what y'all do, just a little side note for somebody that does watch them every now and then. Like I said, lighting, bitches, don't be scared. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't half-ass shit. Just go all out, okay? And niggas, the missionary position is not a good position when it comes to videos, especially if the camera's stationary and it's not moving, and all a nigga got to do and all a nigga gets to do is look at your ass while you fucking some bitch for like 5-10 minutes. It's not cute. It's not right. And again, I'm telling you who's the only people that's looking at it, and if you don't believe me, ask somebody, all right? Because anybody else is going to change to a different video real fast. Like, oh, no, I don't want to see this shit. We're going to look at another video, and then nobody's going to look at your shit. So just a little advice. Like I said, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to take what I say and run with it, but it's just me trying to help, all right? So, yeah, let's get back into some music real quick, and then we're going to come back and keep it pushing, keep it talking, and keep going about this subject matter, because like I said, I still don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. And as soon as I do figure it out, then it's going to be an interesting sight. It really will be. But in the meantime, I just got to do what I got to. I'm just going to keep it cool, keep it calm, keep it collective, and we're going to run off this Young Joe right here, all right, featuring Levi Says. Standing ovation. Let's go.
Track numbers.
How about you just take it all, so I can come and turn you on. I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl. So tonight you get a bad innovation, you get a bad innovation. I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl.
How you doing? Your body on point with the dress that you in. Don't wanna be for it, but I gotta move in. Swag on point, look where Italy flew in. I'm tryna see you, but I don't wanna ruin any opportunity for you and I. To get down to the nitty gritty, really trying to see you with me. I know you got a whole lot of fans, and meeting me probably wasn't one of your plans. But even though it wasn't, still give me a chance. You should see the kind of wonders I could do with my hands.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get you open.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get the stroke and show it.
How about you just take it all, so I can come and turn you on. I'm a fan of your body. Just take it all, so I can come and turn you on.
all of my fans, yeah. I'm a fan of your body.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't know. It's for you. Yeah. What? You thought I was lying? You thought I was gonna make this? Yeah, come on. Her name is Jay Mills. Bad little mama. I met her on the net, and little mama is a problem. The problem is she hotter than any fire. She said she wanna meet him and find out what type of guy he is. Late text on the phone sex. And she said she's sending me a pic, and I hope that they all naked. Cause I don't get to see her much. I'ma just be honest, I ain't never even seen her once. Long distance relations, all this damn waiting. But I'ma be patient. The longer I wait, the harder it gets. But understand when we meet, you my woman, that's it. Cause all this play shit really ain't feeling the same. A different girl every week, none sharing my name. I need a woman who is nice and is ready for change. And when we finally meet, then I'm leaving the game. Your Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She say she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. Say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
She a light skin, thing, sweet like some peaches and cream. Met her on the net, baby, straight digging on me. With the instant lead, 7 digits throwing to me. Her name is Honey Baby, something like the queen should be. So amazing, and she looking good, brown sugar. Your boy's too thin, got me now, watch me get her. Me and my cousin Tay, something like Big and Jigger. Your boy's too smooth, she went from this internet.
Facebook, Twitter,
you know I had to get her. You said you have a man, but I don't care who is with her. Is your boy that smooth with it? I know I'm too cool for it, but I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, but she got a dope flow. And I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, and she got a dope flow.
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth. Tattoos and all. Even with your flaws, I can get you through it all. You headed out to college now. Lil' mama, I'm proud of you. Just know that anytime you cry, you know that I smile for you.
Stop the water pipe, girl, let me dry your eyes. You know every time I come around, your heart smiles. You're the Sony to my station, let's play around. Maybe for a little bit better on the cam.
Light skin, 5'7", she that model type. I'm talking cold body shape and her mind is right. Baby, for the night, we should hop up on the Skype. You know I'm nasty, so I'm thinking showing you the pipe.
Showing you the pipe, wild dreams come to life. Pain mixed with pleasure, so the passion lasting all night. Wanted to get nasty, so I showed the pipe on the Skype and tell your brain. Beautiful frame, honey cocaine, I met her from
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
What? Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash smart. Nothing talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang out radio.
Yes, sir. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Night. It's the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Remember, if you want to call in and get on this and give me some advice about maybe starting back up my porn career, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me. We're going to go straight to the phone lines, straight out to 832-7. Excuse me. Damn, that's the smoke, y'all. 7338. You got Dagger as soon as I. Hold on.
There it is.
Man, you got the Dagger. What it do?
What it is, homie?
What it do, boss man? What's going down with you?
Chilling,
maxing, relaxing, man. Okay, for sure, for sure. So, for those that don't know who I'm talking to, because I know who I'm talking to, go ahead and let the world know who's on the mic with me. Not the mic, the line. Dang, look at me. I'm definitely a rapper, man. My fault. Who's on the phone lines?
What it is? It's your boy Levi Kev, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking New Sex Education, a.k.a. the motherfucking Prince of the H. You know what it is?
There it is, boss man. Yeah, man. How's the new mixtape doing, man? I know it just dropped out, man. What's it looking like since it's been out?
Oh man, it's going good. It's going good. I'm about to pull it back and re-release it. You know what I'm saying? About to put some more drops on there. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. And then you got the new artist you bringing out. What? I got the new music. Yeah, I had to let it go last night, man. It was too much of a slapper, man. I had to slap it. But I mean, we still got to set up that interview for your new artist. Who? Go ahead and let people know about her real quick too.
Yeah, man. Got my new artist, Miss Danny, the seducer. Yeah, I mean, y'all get ready. You know what I mean? Cause she finna take that motherfucker by storm. You know what I mean? She got the new single. You know what I mean? Dickie Lowe featuring my girl. You know what I'm saying? Miss K Renee. You know what I'm saying? Her album drops real soon. You know what I mean? It is what it is. An SME all day. You know what I mean?
There it is. If like I said, keep doing what you're doing, man. And whenever you get that new music, whenever anything drops, you know, I need that first. So let me ask my boy Levi real quick, man. Because like I said, if you've been chilling and listening, man, you see I'm in a little situation right now about what I'm going to plan to do. Now, here's another problem I feel I'm going to have. Because see, I ain't trying to pay no bitches. You see what I mean? Like, because that may be a problem off top. But see, here's my thing. Here's what I do. Here's the type of person that I am. I never really pay for a girl for anything, really. That's just not my steez. I believe a woman should be able to provide for herself, have her own, you know what I mean, own job, own gig. Now, here's what I do, though. I like to have fun and enjoy myself and get it popping. That's what I do. So my thing is, okay, I'll do that, and then you could be there with me and do that with me, and then you go on about your business. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna specifically pay for her. But it's like if I'm getting bottles and I'm getting turned up or whatever, I may throw her a pill. You know, you can smoke with me. You can come big turn, you know, drink with me. I ain't tripping off of that. You know, a nigga doesn't mind sharing. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be like, yo, I'm going to give you this so I can get this. I've never been that type of person. Now, if I try to do this poor thing, it's like I don't think that'll translate to the females, at least not all of them. Maybe some of them will be down, but I don't think it'll translate to all of them. What do you think?
I mean, let's be serious, man. I don't know not one female, you know what I mean, that ain't dabbed in that line of work, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was just for her food, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because if you really think about it, you know what I'm saying, you got females all over, you know what I'm saying, all over the internet posting pictures of themselves in their bra and panties, posting it on Facebook. I mean, at the end of the day, that's still some type of porn. You know what I'm saying? So
all right.
I don't see what's wrong with getting behind the lens, you know what I'm saying? Don't think of it as a job. I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's just fun.
But even, like I said, I'm doing the production, my camera, I'm going to be setting up the room, I'm providing all the drugs, I'm providing everything, so I feel that I should get full profits. I'm not going to give her a cut even if the profits come back. Now, am I still wrong?
But
here's what I feel. I also feel it's like, but then you can roll with me. Like, if you down with me and you fucking with me, then you basically taking care of whenever we got something popping. Now, what you do on your own personal shit when you're not around me or whatever, that's on you. You know what I mean? But if you come around me, then I have no problem sharing. But it's like I just have a problem with literally like handing a girl money. Like here, I have literally a problem with that. There's something. I guess this is just me. I have a problem with handing a female money.
Nah, because I ain't finna just get no female no money, man.
I'm not crazy. See, people be coming at me like I'm crazy, so I'm not crazy. See, I feel better. I feel a little bit better. Like,
no, I mean, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's not about the money. I mean, if she willing to get down with you with this height, then ain't no telling what else she willing to get down with you in the future. So as long as basically what you need is you need that ride or die chick, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be with her. I mean, if she, you know what I'm saying, hey, let's do this little flick right quick, you know what I'm saying, just for the fun of it. You know what I'm saying? She like, all right, cool. And she don't expect nothing in return, but at the end of the day, you still got to be careful because you get, you know what I'm saying, you say you got something big pop up. Oh, well, I was part of this, and I've been there, so you're going to have to, either way it goes, somewhere down the line, she going to hit you up, and she going to try to make you break bread.
Okay. So I might have to put it, but I still feel, like I said, yeah, I feel you, but it's like I'm still breaking bread, but it's like, I feel it's like if I start up the porn company, right, I start up the company, then everything goes into the company account. Whatever I make goes into the company account. So then it's like, okay, well, you need some new clothes for the video. We pull that out the company account. You know, we need this, that. We pull that out the company account. You know, nobody actually has a check. You know what I mean? We just all just – I just – because I like – my thing is like if everybody brings something to the table – then we can all enjoy what comes out of the table. You know what I mean? Nobody has to really be like, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this. Or we can all just get what we need and still have fun and enjoy ourselves. But it's like, it's weird because I don't know a lot of people that actually be down like that. That's what's crazy about it. Like, because shit will be cool for a second, and then, you know, shit will flip really quick. You know how females can get sometimes. But hold on, let me jack in. I know who this is right here. Let me bring in MIA in the building. Hold on, as soon as it connects. Wait, one more time. Bam, MIA, what it do?
Yo, what's good?
Chilly, chilly, you, me, Levi 7 in the building.
Mr. Porn Star. What's up, Levi? How you doing?
I'm at that point. I just need to. Why? There's a few reasons why I want to do it. One is because I've noticed, like I said, being the good guy is not getting me nowhere. I mean, it is, but it's not. And
so
it's
you
not, want
to be a porno because being
it's
a
not,
good
it's
guy
not like
I'm
necessarily
nowhere.
Being a it's not like it's necessarily being a bad guy, but it's like why not? I mean, why not make some extra change if I can? And I'm good at it. Why not? That's how I'm at it. But I don't know. But like I said,
that's
it's gonna
true.
Be a lot
so
of.
So you just basically trying to find somebody that's gonna match up with you and be on the same level. Like, fuck it, I want to do something spontaneous. Let's get a pop.
But not just one person. See, I'm trying to start a company. You can't just do that with one person. I need like 5, 6. You know what I mean? Like, and they got to be able to work well together. See, I don't think small; I think big. So if I'm going to do something, I know it has to start. I know it has to start somewhere, but still at the same time, no, I'm going to start with like 3. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. So
yeah,
that's just how I feel. But at the same time,
it looks
like
you better go searching.
But no, yeah. I don't feel like. See, I don't want to do that either. I don't feel like I should. I don't want to search. This is what I'm saying. All this sounds like work. Like It was easier when I was doing it when I was younger because, like I said, I guess it was because I was in college. You know, there was bitches all around. I had my own little dorm or whatever. I mean, it was always popping. Always, I had the opportunity and shit was always popping. In college,
yeah,
really,
but it ain't popping right now.
But it could be.
Yeah, it could be.
So that's where my dilemma is. That's where I'm at right now. It's like it could be. So what am I gonna do? Because here's what we do. We're gonna play some more music. We're gonna come back and we're gonna I'm gonna try to get an understanding because I'm gonna show y'all why I would do it. Like we're gonna go across. We're gonna do the pros and we're gonna do the cons and we're gonna try to lay them all out and we're gonna see how it looks. All right. So we're gonna let the ladies take all over
right.
The airways for a little while. Y'all hang with me for just a little while. We're going to let KD run this right here, and we'll be right back. We got MIA chilling with me, Levi Sam, and we're going to get back into the discussion. Let's go.
Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, there ain't no way. I'm trying to make this team, shoot this. not for just me, this for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Baby,
I'm
hold gone. On.
You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cap. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess there's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me.
You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She sucked me up anytime I want. Let me slime it.
Dog, on my mind.
I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the roof tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
you always check your music before you play it, because I did not realize that was an instrumental. So I do apologize, y'all, but we're going to get right back into it. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Try to get my panel back with me. Hopefully it doesn't take forever, but if you already, like I said, if you've been listening and tuning in from the jump, what I'm trying to figure out is if I need to get my porn career started back up, because, like I said, they have, there's a lot of different things going on right now in my life, and it's like, I just, like I said, no kids, good job, nobody to really worry about, like, why the fuck not? I ain't got nothing else to do, shit. Might as well make some more money, get it all, you know what I mean? Levi 7 in the building, still here?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. MIA?
Yep, I'm hanging.
All right. Now, as we, like I said, we came back from the break, what I wanted to do, I wanted to look at a way the pros and the cons of the situation, because we'll see which one evens out, and if I'm, like I said, if I'm still on the right path of what I'm thinking. Now, let's see, negatives about the situation. Now, one negative is, if I were to start it up, I would, in order to get my promotion going, or, you know, to build up my fan base yet again, I would still use the videos that I have, which are actually pretty good, because, you know, I got my little collection and everything. So I got a lot of videos. Now, the negative part of this is, if I put those out, then I think the girls in those videos would be really upset with me. Now, should I give a fuck? Like, I mean, they're mine. I mean,
Yeah, they're yours, but, I mean, you still got to get consent from the person that was in there with you. I mean, it's better to do that other than just putting the shit out there and then, you know, you have a lawsuit.
Oh, is that what it boils down to? So then, but, I mean, can you really get sued over that? Really?
Yep.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you can. You
really there ain't
can.
No problem. Yep. You can.
Yeah, you're right. You can.
But, I mean, it's not like I said, in my videos, at least
but
none of the videos.
I would be totally upset.
But, I mean, none of my videos, like I said, I didn't put a gun in their heads. Like I said, I didn't, it wasn't forced to do anything. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't no promises made, like, you know what, I'm not going to. I mean, I don't understand. That. What's legally binding about this?
But at the same time, if somebody makes a video like that considers to be personal. You know, I'm pretty sure if they knew that it was going to be broadcast across the world, they would have probably thought about it a little bit more.
Okay, so
then. But you are right about that. You know, you are right. You know, they know the consequences of being videotaped. Really, in that type of in a sexual way. Like, come on. You know, you fucking in front of a camera, is video recorded, and all the walls are talking now, basically.
So then I ask, and then if I ask, and then they say no, and then I still do it, then I'm really in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, this is
okay, what if you, okay, how about this? What if you just take the video and, you know, we'll work that out, edit it, and then you can still use it? How about that?
No, I'm not trying to do this shit where you put the little pixels on somebody's face or you try to block shit out. Like I said, I'm not... If I were to do that, like I do this show. Like I said, we just keep it real at all times. What you see is what you get. We're not hiding nothing. We're not, you know, complaining. You know, there ain't none of that going on. Fuck all that. Like, that's how I feel. Like, but, okay, let's see. And I think that also, because, I mean, it's a trip because some of the girls claimed that, you know what, well, fuck it. I don't care. I mean, shit. Some of the girls asked me to videotape them. You know, so it's like, that's what's weird to me, but okay.
Maybe when you're presenting it to them, you need to present it in a different way. You know, like, don't put it as like, okay, well, I'm going to record
you
having sex.
How do you present?
And put it out
present,
there.
How do you
make
present,
it pretty for them.
I'm about to
you
put
know,
our movies
some people
on.
Are difficult.
Nah, how do you present, yo, I'm about to put our movies on the internet and make some money off of them? Point blank. I mean, like, I'm not about to sugarcoat shit. That's what I'm like. There you go. So that's interesting. Now, another negative thing is, okay, now if I decide not to use those videos, that means I got to start over from scratch, and which is not necessarily a bad thing, but then we're back to what we were talking about earlier, is just finding the right people to deal with, the right, you know, because you can't just do shit with anybody because you never know what people is out here trying to do for themselves. So, and I got real trust issues with a lot of people. So, like I said, that's a negative. But, like I said, on the positive side, though, the money's always good. Money's always a positive. But Oh, wait, no, one more negative. Let me ask Levi. Maybe Levi, let me see what you feel about this one. Can we all see these porn stars try to be rappers? Can rappers be porn stars? Can it go the other way and not negate anything? What do you think?
Yeah, I've been asked on many, many, many occasions. Matter of fact, earlier today, would I be interested in doing porn? So, I mean, if Pinky can go rap with her non-rapping ass, then my rapping and singing ass, I can go do porn.
Oh, okay. Okay, I like that ideology there. Okay, for sure.
Yeah, but you have to be willing to do it. You know, he wants to do it, she wants to do it. So I feel, yeah, they can do it. You know, who wouldn't want to see a rapper doing a porn?
Okay,
look at Kim Kardashian. That's how she got famous.
But here's my question, because we're all real here. Let's understand. There are double standards, right? Because usually, like I said, a girl does porn, it's a whole thing or whatever. Even if she does it one time, she's always gonna, you know, she always has that in her, whatever. A guy does porn, it's like, oh, this nigga doing porn, like woo woo, whatever. Is you gonna gain? Will we gain stripes? Because, you know, I know, like I said, I have no problem being on camera doing what the fuck I do. So that's why I know. So it's like, you think niggas will gain stripes off of that? Would it be a good thing? Or would it be a whatever thing? Or what?
All right, man. This is how, you know what I'm saying? I'm going into business mode right now. The whole reason why, the whole reason why I would even consider doing porn is because it's a whole different bracket. It's a whole different fan base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Just
because
you got your regular fan, but yeah, you got these people that sit up and they just watch porn, and they just gonna sit there like, okay, who is this new dude? Okay, then they're gonna start Googling your name, then they're gonna find out you're a rapper. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, okay. I like this right here. These are the thoughts that's been going through my head. So I'm glad I'm not crazy because I'm not the only person that done thought this before. So, okay. And then also when you do it that way, then if you do your little videos and edit videos, you can load your own music as your background music and shit, or put a little mixtape in the background to promote that way, and put your website on there and shit. Like, it's porn is popping on the business sense. That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's positive,
porn,
right?
I'm just letting you know now. You watch a porno, you might hear standing ovation in the background.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And it was funny because I had at least people that were doing their amateur stuff would use some of my songs on they little videos. So other little people's personal porn videos got my songs in their background too. So it's like, it is good promotion. But on the business sense, yes, there's nothing wrong with porn. At least we're speaking on just business minded right now. Like, this is just money talking right now. Like, if you want to make some money, and like I said, girls known this for the longest, like, shit. But that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm trying to get in on this too. Now, I guess on my end, kids shouldn't be wrong. It's not wrong. But like I said, it depends on what I'm willing to trade in. Because I can only go back to when I was doing it before. When I was doing it before, like Levi said, man, I had fans. You know, I had comments on my shit. My fucking porn site was cracking more than my Facebook. And I don't need to be on Facebook like that. Like, I'm on Facebook twice a week usually, and that's on Wednesdays and Sundays to promote this show before it comes on. So,
yeah, but back then you had the girls that was down to fuck, you know, down to be on the porn, you know.
Oh, but
that's
there's
the
girls
problem
down to now. There's always girls down to fucking being porn. That's the thing. That's the funny part. And that's another reason why I kind of watch the little underground porn and everything like that, or the porn, because you'll be surprised how often I see a girl like, yo, I know her. Like, and it just be so funny to me. Like, and then, like I said, there are like four, five girls on Facebook on my friends list right now that have done porn that try to either be low-key about it or don't realize that I know that or don't know that I would fuck them already, too, that I could blast, like, literally right now, but I'm not that type of person. But I'm just saying, it's just that easy. And this shit is crazy.
Well, why don't you ask them, like, what's up? You know, I'm wanting to do a porno with you.
One of them is funny. One of them's on those, like, man, that's what I used to do, and I ain't trying to do all that no more and everything. But it's like, bitch, be real. You knew that money was good then. Don't act like you're too good for it now. That's how I feel.
But it's how you're trying to do it right now. You're talking about, I ain't really trying to give them no money. So it's like, that's why I say you got to make it pretty for them. You can't just say, oh, I want you to do a porno. That's just like telling a prostitute, I want you to go fuck all these niggas, but I ain't going to give you no money out of it.
But she ain't fucking all no niggas.
Nothing.
She's just fucking me. It's something that she's done before. So what if on camera? So, like, but, like I said, I'm like, I don't know.
What is on camera?
I'm confused. Yeah, so what? Like I said, and just another side note, again, for those out there that's making your own movies and everything, it's also not good if you fucking and the camera's constantly moving like you're running through the woods in the Blair Witch Project. You got to find some kind of stability. Either you got to hold your hand far enough out where it doesn't vibrate while you're trying to take it down or something. But there, that rapid movement, you know, that shit, it looked like the cameraman got a seizure. That shit is not the business, all right? So
that's because you be getting the wrong camera people and they be over there super turned up while you over there doing your thing. You feel
no,
me?
I'm not even talking about extra cameramen. See, that's a whole other subject we're going to get into. Like, how do we trust production and everything? We'll talk about production in a second. But I'm talking about literally, like, holding the camera.
So what you trying to say?
I'm just talking about literally holding the camera yourself. Like, when you, because, I mean, this is from a guy thing, because guys are usually the one filming while they're trying to take it down. Girls usually either in the dog style position mostly, or either put the camera on the side and she riding or something like that or whatever. But usually the guy has to hold the camera with one hand while he's trying to do what he's doing with the other one and get his angles right and everything. And some niggas just can't do that.
That's a ghetto porn right there. Everything shaking and moving. They gonna feel like whoever watching that porn gonna feel like they fucking with you. You feel me? They gonna be dizzy as fuck watching that shit.
Yeah, you get sick, but still can't see shit. So it's like like I said, that's just another little side note to y'all out there. Out there making your own personal productions, y'all. Make sure y'all got a steady hand, or your stroke is.
Invest in a tripod, you feel me? Go ahead
that'll
and
get
one.
Too.
Don't cost too much.
That'll work, too.
You got a camera, you might as well just get a tripod and just do it big.
Fuck a damn tripod, man. Fuck out.
You know what a tripod.
Do it all the way.
that takes too much time. That's too much time. You got
set up
to
everything.
You got to move it and position it and take it off.
You got to have
but if
you
don't
want to... You gotta have it hands
porno
up. That's
wobbling.
What I'm saying. What up?
But if you don't want this porno wobbling.
Fuck
yeah,
I'm
but then you
use,
got that.
I'm gonna use the phone.
Yeah, the phone works too. But then also, if the phone, that's another reason why I don't like the tripod also, because if the camera is stationary too long, then it does kind of get boring. You know what I mean? You want some kind of live motion action. Or I mean, that's just me. I can only speak for myself again. But, I mean, eventually, because I be seeing those ones. You ever seen those ones that be like 17 minutes long or something like that? This the camera's in one spot the whole fucking time. And it's just like motherfuckers get bored with shit like that. At least I do. But, we gonna keep the discussion going. We're going to get a Daggers and Double Play real quick, though. We will be right back. So, ladies, let's see if I can get you wetter real quick. All right? Let's go.
Yeah. The DAG.
And I don't want to click y'all out and just mute y'all phones for me.
West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them. You know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better.
doing? Let me live along your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, I'll have to be stuck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up. Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good. I pop like a cartoon, mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly, titty sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat.
Things you have
done,
it ain't that
good.
He get you wet, I get you
wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta
back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Welcome out tonight, y'all. We got the dagger.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight, making his 2009 debut.
Oh, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the basement.
In the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it. Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place. A lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out. Think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen. Man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church. And yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye. You strong first. See me as a baby boy. Dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better round. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to
pay. I could love you. No, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We
I know I can't sing, but I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never had me? Raw dogging every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the dagger's pro-choice, death is the option. Or adoption, you don't do it though cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem, maybe you should get you some. A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs and daughter's coming out of clothes.
And I could never love you, I couldn't kiss a hug you. I won't give you anything that you need, except for my erection. We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust between you and me.
Nope.
No.
What about
about these prostitutes doing anything for love, letting any nigga in they pussy mouth a deuce.
Cool,
high heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Spend a hundred just a fuck, who me?
Not
never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying
me.
Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over
dick
and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke dumb.
Educated
left and right, getting raped here and there. Then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could
die.
Never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except
love.
For my arrest.
What else?
And we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's the dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out, sexual chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how it works out and how it goes. Jack, Westside, LA all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
and
truth.
That's all you get,
that's all, right. That's all I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm burnt.
It's over? That's right, you did it, Poopsikins.
It's over. I didn't feel anything. You were right, man.
I'm so proud of you, Eric.
All right, so where's my ice cream?
Oh, here's the doctor now. Hi, doctor.
You were right, doctor. Everything is okay.
No, it's not. Eric, I'm afraid that we've accidentally infected you with the AIDS virus.
What?
What's that supposed to mean?
During the tonsil surgery, we had to supply you with donor blood. A mistake was made, and you were given blood contaminated with HIV. It was a one-in-a-billion fluke.
I have AIDS?
Not yet, but we've confirmed that you now have the virus that causes AIDS. We are very sorry.
Sorry? You gave me AIDS and you're sorry?
Oh, my poor little baby!
Mom, you said nothing would go wrong!
Oh, God! Oh, no!
No, this is a joke, right? This is a joke. I can't have AIDS.
We're going to do everything in our power to make this up to you, Eric. For starters, I think I owe you some ice cream.
You said I'd be fine. You all said I'd be fine.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. You still got time to jack in the conversation if you want to. 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me. Got my man Levi Sev hanging with your boy. And my A still in the building, maxing, relaxing. And we're going to take a break from my little discussion about figuring out if I'm going to do porn or not. We're going to get into some news because I always like knowing what my panel thinks about the other craziness going on around the world now. And I try to keep it still related to West Coast Wednesdays, you know, topic matters and things like that, adult and sexual things like these shit. Look at what's going on in Boston, y'all. Listen up, listen, here we go. Three lesbian women, lesbians, charged with a hate crime for beating a gay man and calling him homophobic slurs at a train station in Boston, Massachusetts. What kind of backwards shit is this? Like,
yeah, that's real crazy because they are in the same, like,
that's
sexual orientation. So how could that really like be a hate crime?
It's a hate crime because a hate crime is just anybody beating on somebody else for the race, creed, whoop whoop or whatever. That's the hate crime.
Oh, yeah,
what I'm
true.
Tripping off of is that's like they're playing for the same team. That's a gay dude. They're lesbians. They're gay. Y'all are all gay. You know that y'all on the same squad. What the fuck? And then.
That had to be something deeper than that, you know, I believe. You know, but they didn't really want to get into all details.
No
comment.
No comment on the three ladies. I mean, and the victim, look at this dude. The dude, he said he suffered a broken nose. What else? Called him all kind of shit. And it's just amazing to me, and it's just funny because, one,
three lesbians. How backwards is this? I bet it was probably like three butch ass bitches beating up like the most feminist dudes you could find. You know, how backwards
okay, first
is that?
Of all, first of all, I don't give a fuck if you're gay, straight, whatever. If you get beat up by some bitches, just jump off there then. Just let me ever.
He got jumped. That's crazy.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. Like I said, he could have been, because I've seen some really fruity, feminine, frail niggas. Like, and then I've seen some really big, butch, heavy, fat-ass black females. Like, so I don't know. But still at the same time, it's just like, that's like the Dodgers. It's just like you on the same team and you just start fighting each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's what I said. They was on the same team. Something happened. Like, he couldn't have been frail and, like, you know, not outspoken because he got his ass beat. So something had to go on.
Crazy, crazy. Look at this one. Let's see where we're going. We're going to Port Royal, South Carolina. A naked man stole a fire truck, all right, out of an apartment complex, sped away, and killed a pedestrian who was walking down the sidewalk. Hey, look at this. First of all, like, it's not funny. Like I said, death is not funny. People getting killed over dumb shit is not funny.
Bad.
But what the fuck? Number one, what are you doing naked? Walking down the middle of the street.
Hell of drugs.
Yeah, like, then you steal a fire truck. This is
yeah,
a
he
fire.
Was off drugs. How the fuck did he steal a fire truck? Like,
hold on, let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I can scroll down.
That's that.
Drugs are bad, okay? Drugs are bad.
He had to be on some hell of a drug, for real.
He said, let's look at the story. The fire engine driver drove about 2 miles Friday before he hit a man, careened off the road, and crashed into some trees. That must have been an interesting ass, like, man, but this shit is just fucking ridiculous. What are people doing? And this is what pisses me off too, because people got the nerve to talk shit about the next person who's probably not even doing that much. Like, you know, I can only talk about myself in these situations because this is all I really know. But motherfuckers be talking the most shit to me about all kind of shit that I do, things I may say, things like that or whatever. And it's like, y'all don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. Obviously not.
Yeah,
if you're tripping off
of
this little bit of bullshit.
Wonderful.
Like, there is a lot worse going on in the world than what the fuck I got going on, all right, y'all? So it's like, you people just got to be careful. Be careful. And,
be careful.
Just be careful, just period. Like, people just always need to look out for themselves, and you just got to be careful wherever you're at. And like I said, I'm only speaking for L.A. I know it's just, niggas is grimy out here in L.A., and people are always trying to get to L.A., so I know it's even grimier in other places. Grimy. I just know. I done heard stories. People have told me stories. So it's like, I just.
It goes down everywhere. I mean, you really can't run from nothing. So it's going to happen one way or another. But some cities are really packed up. It's really going down.
All right. So let's do. Now, I told you I got an app for this show as well, right? Where I got a random, like, sex. I got a random sex app on my iPhone that just spits out random facts and everything about the weirdest shit. So let's go through a couple of these real quick before we get into the smoke session. So make sure you get your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, lighters, whatever you're smoking on, whatever you got ready to roll up, make sure you got it ready because we're about to get into it after a couple of these facts real quick. Right. What's this one? About 1% of the adult female population are able to achieve orgasm solely through breast stimulation. Yeah, right. I don't believe it.
Only through breast stimulation?
Only through breast stimulation. No, I read that wrong. I do believe it, because it says only 1% of the adult female population. So, yes, 1% out of 99, so that means 99% need more than breast stimulation. Okay, I do believe that. Okay, I read that wrong. But, yeah, I need to find me one of the 1% girls. That would be real easy, real easy.
Then it really wouldn't be no fun. I mean, come on, huh?
I mean,
you
can
just
want to
touch a titty and then she just have an orgasm, or
I mean, you can still take it down.
Just because guys come quick, I mean, you know.
It just makes the guy's job a little bit easier. Like I said, you make that girl bust that nut real quick with a titty twister, and then you go about your business. Like, then you're good. Like, let's see what else. According to a 2009 worldwide sex survey, the average age when people first have sex is 19.25. The survey also found that people in Asian countries tend to lose their virginity at a much later age, average age of 22, than those of the Western culture of an average age of 16. I believe that shit.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I'm not even going to touch on that because I'm not even, no.
I definitely believe that shit, man. Especially when you go to other countries or whatever, and they limit the amount of kids you can have. Shit. Hell, motherfucking yeah. You're going to wait till you're in your late 20s to get some. Fuck that. Let's see what else we got.
Yeah, I believe that's probably the proper age to really have sex. You know, a lot of teenagers is just doing things that they ain't supposed to be doing right now, you know?
I'm pretty sure the number's a lot lower now. Like I said, this is years ago. We in 2012 now. I'm sure the number's is a whole lot lower than that.
Yeah.
But,
you're right.
All right. Now, according to another survey of sex shop owners. Now, this is for y'all that be going to those little sex shops, picking up all the toys, juices, or whatever y'all need, games, whatever. I done got me a couple of stuff out of their shows. They say that the most popular flavor in edible underwear is cherry, and the least popular flavor is chocolate. I could agree with that too. I'm not a chocolate lover myself, but also I've never done edible undies.
Yeah, I can agree with
that. I've never eaten edible undies off of anybody. Levi, you ever done the edible undies off of a girl? I never done that. Never done that one.
Anthony, what the hell? No.
you know, girl, I never had the G-string, the licorice G-string or anything or none of that. You know, the edible draws. No.
I wouldn't even.
Nah.
I'm not trying to get cavities.
Shit. Let's see, what is this? What else we got? All right, what else can we find about? Okay, one more real quick before we get into the smoke session. Now, according to Penthouse Magazine, more women complain about infrequent sex than men do. 40% of women have said that they have had an orgasm while dreaming about sex. That number is 80% for men. 40%. So that's a lot of masturbation, isn't it? That just seems like a whole lot. 40%? That's a lot. That's just under 50%. Like I'm saying, people in the NBA be wishing for that type of percentage. So that's a pretty good percentage. But I guess, ladies, if you have to double click your mouse because you can't get some, then I guess you got to do what you got to do. But
safe sex is better than no sex.
That is true as well, y'all, because they don't tell them what people got out here. But we're going to get into the smoke session, y'all. So sit back, relax, spark whatever you got going on, and let's get into it like this. Andre Arnaz, let's roll.
She performing tonight?
Hold up. There it goes.
And I'm so cool to what they say is true. And I'm so cool. I can't stop, baby. Now everybody applaud. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Monster, who that? I beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Who's bad? Yeah, promethazine, all shit wrong line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so fly. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gonna feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. And what they say is true, and I'm so cool, I'm on the phone.
Benzazine. Yeah, I love to lean, plus my shoes clean. And I'm high, so I don't really know what it means. But it sounds great, and now your girl want a date. I smoke that skunk, I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beat by Entree. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it on some trees, blow it off like leaves. Blow the window open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking Z. Hey, we blow it off in the wind, and I'm so high, baby girl, I think I'm flying again. And if I fly by you, hey, baby, just look up. Everybody say, what's up?
Turned all week.
Hey, nigga. She ate, bruh. King Pat Shades Black
try and get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke until it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck paper, cause the rap can't see me cause I'm a ghost. Now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing the pistol. What she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week. Hey.
Hey you. How you doing? Looking all good, smelling all good, feeling all good. Damn. Will you stay with me forever? I don't ever want you to go anywhere. It'll all work out. Everything will be okay as long as I have you. I know that now. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the drugs. All I need is a swish of sweet, filled with Cali sticky and my stems and sticks. You know that neon green or purple shit, I never fight it. I'm the type to roll up and light it. On the daily, I buy it. You know I'm smoking, so try it. Helps you when you're feeling bad, helps you when you're feeling good. You're selling or you're smoking, either way, it's up in every hood. Filling lungs with chronic smoke, hot box until I choke. Now I'm gonna float to the next year, I wanna poke. I never do dope, I keep the needles a crack. What I look like doing that, it's hard enough being black. My city is a rat race, gotta keep a fast pace. Rolling through these residentials, blunted with a stiff face. Down to my last blunt, I gotta make a call. Ain't nothing worse than when you wanna smoke, but don't got none at all. I never did what I was told by my parents or coaches. The weed man said I will fuck it, roll up the road. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about future. I like to drink, love to smoke, like to dance, love to poke. Do them all at once, you couldn't hang if you brought a rope. My life is a slope, I'm moving uphill slow. Please believe weed gave me what I needed to grow. My people steady trickle, listen, get off my ass. I chose not to finish college, weed got me to class. It also got me past a lot of drama, pain, and frustration. That's why I'm quick to roll another blow without hesitation. Then I light it up, spark it past the left to right. Day and night, I smoke it all from the stress to fly. I'm 6'6". Weed as a son of my growth. What it did do is give me hope when I can't cope. Roll model hot, nigga please, I be rolling model weed.
What you mean?
People want a picture of it when it's seen. You wanna match one homie, well fuck it then, I'm with it. If you ain't got nothing on it, well then you're not gonna hit.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the drugs.
I smoke a chew with glue, a killer, that's proper. I got it from the homie Wookie, so I call it Chewbacca. If that nigga always Luke, well, I guess that makes me Anakin. Turn it to the
dark side,
killing off shenanigans. The Empire striking back, let him know the
dagger's here.
It'll be a decade for that nigga always reappear. Balance on a distant planet, smoking pagoda. That's why he's all green and talking funny. Balance is Yoda. But don't forget it's
Vader time.
Fuck the world, I'm getting mine. You see, we all up in the stars, having wars every time. Seen a lot of movies, and I was high when I did. So I'm smoking when I'm floating, you can call me a spirit. If I ain't choking, I don't feel it, means the weed is the fire. Go and tell that Frodo bag and sell him weed out the shop. Tell him Aragorn is coming and he knows what I need. No stems, no seeds, I'm the lord of the weed, now breathe.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed.
I ain't talking about you, bitch.
drugs. I'm talking about these drugs. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about these drugs. I told you, girl, I love you. I wrote a whole song about you. You don't never do me dirty. You don't never talk back. You always make me feel good. You do get a little expensive every now and then, but you're worth it. I love you.
Hey guys, thanks a lot for coming to my AIDS benefit yesterday. Oh, dude, was that yesterday? We forgot. Yeah, you forgot. Just like a lot of people lately have forgot that AIDS is still killing people. Seems like all of America has forgot that HIV is a serious disease. Well, did Elton John sing a song for you? No, as a matter of fact, Jimmy Buffett came instead. Oh, yeah, it's real funny, Cap. I'm sorry. I'm really... Carmen, I feel really bad for you, honestly. No, you don't. I do. If you really felt bad, you'd wipe that f***ing smirk off your face. Well, any goddamn second, Kyle. I'm sorry. I gotta go home. Jesus Christ, can you believe that asshole? He does feel bad for you, Carmen. He just thinks it's ironic. Ironic how? Well, you know, you're always such a dick and stuff, and now... Oh, what? I deserve it? Is that what you think? Not me. That's just kind of what he thinks. Nobody deserves this illness, Dan. Keeney. Nobody.
West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. Hump Nights, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Levi Seth hanging with me tonight. MIA in the building. And it's, yeah, not time to close it out yet. We're going to get right back into the porn talk. Because, like, again, y'all, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do. If I'm going to do anything, like I said, I could just be bullshit and talking shit. But, no, actually, I'm not, because I'm not that type of person, because I can do this. It's just like, do I want to? Because, again, on one hand, it's always something good. It's always positive if people just want to have fun, enjoy themselves, make a little bit of money, and, you know, live life if you ain't got nothing to worry about. But then at the same time, there's always going to be somebody hating, somebody talking shit, somebody going to come out the background or something, just going to be on some whole other shit, so... I don't know. We'll just have to decide. We just have to decide which is bad.
It is gonna hate.
Yeah, but another thing that's gonna be hard about it also is the production side of it, because we did speak on that for a second. Because when it comes to production, now when you want to make a good video, again, you need like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, you need lighting. Okay, so your lighting has to be right. You got to be able to see what's going on. So if you can't see what's going on, then you don't have a good video. Number one. But the cold part is, number two, is if you're actually going to have somebody else filming. Now, here's where this comes in. Now, here's where you have issues with this. Now, in some situations, when it comes to guys, because I'm not going to say my homies specifically, but a lot of guys got homies or whatever that if you were to invite them into something like that, they wouldn't be able to just do what they're supposed to be doing.
Nah, they ain't going to be able to sit there and hold a camera.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're going to be trying to get something popping, getting their big slip or something while they actually shooting the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what will fuck some shit up, because you can't make a production when the person who's supposed to be filming is involved and is focused on other shit. So you got to know the people you're dealing with. This happened to me before. It's funny because it's in one of the videos. The nigga fucked up my whole video. Honestly, I'll tell you exactly what happened, right?
It
started off like this, right? He's supposed to be filming, right? So I'm in and I'm taking down. I got two of them. He was filming. Like I said, I got the proof. I'm not bullshitting, but this is what happened. Yeah, and you can see it on the video, which is why I get mad every time I watch the fucking video. I get pissed off at this. The motherfucker, he's doing his job for a little while. He's recording, he's doing what he's doing. I'm doing what I'm doing, taking it down, whatever, taking the one down. Then they switch. Now, the one girl who's on top of me, she's, like, riding me backwards, legs open, facing away from me.
Yeah,
the other girl's in between us both doing the whole licking her pussy and licking my dick at the same time in the middle in the doggy style position between both of us with her ass up towards the end of the bed. Now here's what fucks me up, because in the video you see this nigga, he's before in the first half of him, he's filming the whole thing or whatever, he's filming.
But he was trying to grab her kitty or something.
Yeah, no, the nigga gets up out of his seat, gets up out where he was filming. It's all on camera too, it's hilarious. He walks around to the side of the bed, to the end of the bed where the girl's ass is, but he's filming the whole time. Like he walks over to the body and basically. And then the camera goes dark. Why does the camera go dark? Because the dumb nigga gonna put the camera down. Well, I guess he was trying to get his in or whatever real quick or something. And then he picks the camera. And then he picks the camera back up. And then you see him beating it up a little bit. The girl that was on the end now, he was tagging it down a little bit. But then he cuts the camera off. Like he puts the camera down. It's like, what?
Like,
the fuck
why would you cut the camera off? Like,
thank
if you want to do something while you're filming a porno, come on now. Like,
what the fuck are you
put
doing?
Put the camera
then, okay.
in a position.
And then, okay, my nigga, okay, you done got your ass involved in this whole shit somehow or whatever. Fine, you done did that. But now at the same time, you still cut the fucking camera off, my nigga. Why? So now you fucking are getting what little piece of pussy you about to get real quick is more important than the whole reason we were doing this whole thing in the first place, right? So fuck the production because you want to get some. This is the shit I be talking about.
Well, I guess that's how he felt at that moment because, you know, he was ready. You know, she was ready.
See,
he wasn't prepared.
She didn't see it. The thing is, she didn't see it coming. Her face was in pussy. That's what I was talking about. She didn't even see it coming. The nigga snuck into it. That's what I'm saying. The nigga snuck into it.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, if he would have snuck into it and kept the camera rolling, then wouldn't have been no problem.
It still kind of would have been a problem because it was funny because the girl, I mean, at one part it was all good. Then it's like when we switched around positions or whatever, then it was like, okay, well, she didn't want to. I guess it was one of those, like, in-the-moment type shits because as soon as we switched around or whatever, it's like nobody wanted to fuck with him no more. But, hey, that's between him. I was still getting mine. But anyway, yeah. But it was just like, nigga, how greedy is you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a really...
That's why when you're watching the pornos, they always have, like, the older guy with the beanie on and the jacket and everything, and he's just sitting in the cut, sounding like a pervert. Yeah, uh-huh. Turn that around. Shake it for me.
Oh, man. So, like I said, so I got to watch that, too. I got to watch on film. And then, like I said, I that's why I usually deal with girls. I like dealing with girls because girls, at least, will at least stay out of it, you know, unless they just really want. And then if she does want to get involved, then I don't care about that either, and I don't think she will put the camera down. But that's why I'd rather deal with females. But then again, it's hard to find the right females that will be involved.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure the female who will be involved in taping it wouldn't want to get involved in that far.
Well, that's
but
good. So
we'll totally be down for anything else.
So... Like I said, I gotta watch my production team. Then I gotta figure out what kind of music I'm gonna put in the background. Like I said, Levi may need some. I may need some tracks for my shit too. So don't trip. Like I said, like Levi, I need a porno movie track. Like, don't even trip. But it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, I'm gonna see how a couple of things play out first, and I'm gonna weigh my options. But bottom line is, if the porn company goes down, you know the dagger is just out there. Like you already, if I started up and it's. Then you know I'd have lost it completely. So if that happens, and y'all know I'm just really all one, so it's just all bets are off. Like, I just really stopped giving a fuck about everything at that point. So that's just a little warning. Like I said, I'm not going to know. I don't know if it's coming. I don't know if I'm going to do it. If I want to do it, I do want to do it. But
you want to do it. You have done it, and you want to continue it. But the problem is you cannot find the proper people that you actually
that's not even true either, because I think I do got a couple of proper people that's willing to do it. But the thing is, it's like if I get involved with these people that want to do it, then the people that don't want me doing this type of shit is going to be the ones that's pissed off. So it's like, see what I mean? It's like, whose shit do I want to deal with? Because like I said, if I go do this, that's going to leave a lot of people fucking pissed off. And it's not even about me bringing out.
Well, the people who pissed off should have been the people who was actually in it with you.
Hey, that is true. Like,
I mean, how can you be mad and you got the offer, you know?
Like I said, yeah, anybody can do a movie. I ain't tripping. But hold on, let's say somebody want to jack in real quick. Hold on, y'all. The 213-8032. Hold up. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. You got the dagger. What it do?
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to my girl Mia though.
Oh,
what's up, girl?
No problem.
What's cracking lacking? I'm interested in the discussion y'all got going on. Oh, it's Brittany.
Well, I know that you have a lot to say. This is your girl, you know, Brittany. She is an artist. You know, she actually does write books on, you know, explain it to them, girl. Let them know what you do.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, I got into the hobby of writing erotica stories. And it was interesting because I've been trying to find my niche writing short stories.
Right.
I tried scary stories. I tried, you know, comedy, and it didn't work out. But something about writing about sexual encounters just seemed to be something I was good at.
I'd
elaborate, you know, and, you know, like literally stuff that didn't even happen, but like I would get an image in my head and so I'm like, oh, how did they get there? How did they finish? So I started writing stories and I got fans and shit, mostly niggas. But, you know, so but I thought, you know, if I never write another story again, maybe somebody that's in the industry could use it as a script, you know.
I was just thinking the same thing. I need scenes and everything. But see, I'm gonna put you to the test because, like I said, I don't like that boring stuff. So I'm very sure you could probably put some extras on some things because you got to think visually. Cause
when
I'm thinking mall scenes. We could be out in the wilderness somewhere, pull over by the side of the car, just got to get it in on the side of the freeway on the way to Vegas. Just all kind of shit. Like.
I'm telling you, you got to check out some of my stories, man. Like, I had some put up on the blog, but I took them down because they were so good. I don't want nobody to just steal them and
copyright. You know what you could also do? We could also set up something, too. You should get yourself recorded, like, saying some of the stories, you know, talking it out. And then I actually can have something to play on my Wednesday show, too.
That's what we're actually in the process of doing.
Yeah, already told me about it. You feel me? Once I get the actual, it's going to be an anthology of short stories. Once I get that copywritten, I'm going to have some of my theater people. I go to Southwest, to L.A. City, so shout out to them. But, you know, people that I know that got the voice, I was going to have them record it.
Okay, so you got them record. You got them to record it, and then I'm going to bring it to life.
he's
going to
bring it to life.
Oh, shit. See, this is why I'm scared already. Because, like I said, I'm already kind of leaning.
Because, see, me and Noah.
The plan is coming together. The plan is slowly coming together. But, yes, that is a great way to end off my show tonight, y'all. So I want to thank everybody who's hung out with me tonight, gave me a lot of input on my future endeavors that I'll plan on doing or see how it's going to work out. Remember, y'all, every West Coast Wednesday is 9 to 11 right here talking about the most adult matters, adult subjects, keeping it real at 1,000 times right here on Bang Out Radio. So Levi said, go ahead, let them know where they can find you, let them know what's going on real quick one more time before we get up out of here, and any shout-outs you want to give out real quick.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's your boy Levi, the motherfucking kid. Yeah, man. Hit me up on Facebook, you know what I mean? Twitter, at Levi Kev Music. You can email me, levikevmusic@gmail.com. I mean, I'm down to do collabs with anybody and everybody. I'm looking for anybody, you know what I'm saying, that wants to do some real shit on the album. I got the album dropping. Shit, man, just hit me up, man.
Yes, sir.
I can know how to get in touch with me.
Yes, sir. And you know, you got any room for your boy, man? You got me. So just let me know what you need and where you need me at, and I'm there. So just let me know.
I'm gonna send you the beat by the end of the week, man.
Yes, sir. And we in the game. MIA, shout outs. Anything you want to say to anybody real quick?
Yo, I just want to give a shout-out to you for doing it big, like always. Shout-out to my girl for calling in. You know, I told you that, girl, I got your back. And for anybody who want to reach me, you can check me out on Facebook at TRAMEI and holler at me. You know, send me a message, send me a friend request so you can finally see my face and we can get it going from there.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. And Miss Brittany, new to the neighborhood today, but definitely going to be hollering at you a lot more about a lot of things. So where can they find you if you out there anywhere right now? You got websites anywhere? Where can people holler at you at? If they want to check out your stories and everything.
To check out the stories, I could give you a link. Check out my fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/EXThePoet. And because I do poetry, so hit me up on Twitter, the same thing, EX, or Facebook, and I'll be able to shoot you some links.
There it is, y'all. And make sure you, like I said, whatever you get recorded, you need to send to my email. And just like everybody else, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I take all submissions, and I will find some place to play your shit. Artists, if you got drops or you want to do a drop for your boy, I need those too. Because like I said, I'm only here for y'all. This ain't even for me. The most I do with this is therapy, because y'all help me out. Because like I said, I'm a fucking crazy ass motherfucker, and I can be. But as much as I don't be wanting to do shit or I be getting lazy about shit, every time I be thinking, sometimes I'm like, man, I don't feel like doing the show today. I get here and I'm glad I do it every single time. So it's because of y'all. So thanks to all the independent artists out there that's been fucking with me. Make sure you keep sending me your music. Make sure you talk about it. Make sure y'all talk about it. If y'all don't talk about the show, then nothing's going to happen because nobody's going to believe me. Nobody believed me for years. I've been speaking real and trying to be real with motherfuckers all my life, and nobody believes me. So if y'all tell them, then maybe things will change, all right? So let's make it big. Let's keep things pushing. Let's keep things moving. Let's keep things growing. Let's keep things networking, all right? Let's get these collabs out here across the board. If you're fucking with me, you fuck with anybody I fuck with, make sure you come real, make sure you come honest, make sure you come up front, because ain't nobody I'm dealing with about that bullshit, because I ain't about that bullshit. So we'll see y'all next week, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights to Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. We're going to let my boy Ashton Martin featuring D-Ray hold me down. See y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Slap Sunday, 7 to 9.
Super Trek! Super
Trek! Already.
Turn my head on.
Anticipating impatience. This is time to get inspired to bring you nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay it attention. But not that I got them listening, I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, then you ain't living with a purpose. Yeah, I'm speaking with an urgency, cause I can feel it emerging. Self-confidence and swag, all that's missing is enduring. So I run it all concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. When insanity and labor, that's a whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition, can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. In my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. What's it mean that the craze is in the veil of brow raising? Ain't it
when I strip my wings, I'm a fly.
Forever.
purpose. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is best headed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found forget. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some Bob Marley shit. Legend and nothing less. Kept my faith in God throughout the struggles. I know my time is due. AM is the name. Deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiven for my arrogance. Executing my high pursuit. Modify my circle and narrow down to select a few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. But that I give it all. Even if it's my biography, my back against the wall. Yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I went against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. Cause we anticipate them, can't escape them. This is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
no more quiet.
Even though they held me
down
for some time. They won't.
One time I shot and nigga, hey, all I gotta say, nigga, I'm bad. Now you fuck crackers, can't now hold me down, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga, let's get it.